Good morning, and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. This is a brand new day. It's a brand new day, and we have a lot to be thankful for this morning, especially if you can hear my voice. That means you made it to a brand new day. So I want you to take out your shoes of dancing. I want you to bring out your best worship song out of the belly. I want you to just offer it as a living sacrifice to the Lord this morning. I want you to tell him how grateful we are. I want you to just ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made today possible. It's not by our power, nor is it by our might, but it's because the Lord is full of mercy. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for every single thing you do for us every day. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are joining us for the very first time, you are listening to the Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ, His Word, and we get to explore the different revelations in the Word. We are not just exploring, we are taking it in. And every day on the show, prayer is that the Lord gives us a listening ear and an obeying heart. So if you're also here and you've been very frequent on the show, you know what I mean. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word, let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. So if you're here, I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles, and let's dive into the word for today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Not Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 28th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Thursday, and we'll be looking at a fresh new topic, a topic that says, "Let Him Fight for You." Let Him Fight for You. Our hymn for today is Hymn 19 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 19, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verse 19, which states, "Dearly beloved, avenge not that yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Once again, our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 19, which states, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord." Our Bible reading is taken from Exodus chapter 14, from verse 10 to 28. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 10 to 28. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Exodus chapter 14, from verse 10 to 28. Conversed it reads, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will add in the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. I am the Lord, and I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the angel of the Lord who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and a pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud of darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the water were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea. Pharaoh's horsemen, his chariots, and his horses. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of the Israelites, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, and that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots, and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand and over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the water returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, there is no place in the Bible that says you are to fight for yourself. Rather, what the Bible says is, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14 reads, also, the memory verse for today says, you should not avenge yourself, for vengeance is the Lord's. The reason God tells you not to fight for yourself or avenge yourself is that you belong to Him and He's responsible for you. Therefore, if anyone comes to fight you, He is the one who will stand up to fight. Because whenever you fight for yourself, you are telling God that you own yourself and you can take care of yourself. In essence, you are telling him to stay out of your matter. Believe me, if God stays out of a person's matter, he or she is finished. Like we see in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Some people think that they are strong, therefore they are quick to stand up to any fight. As for me, I know that I am not strong at all. If you see any strength in me, it is because Christ strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Without Christ, I am just a weakling. This is why whenever I am faced with any opposition, I always tell whoever is confronting me, if it is me you are fighting, you have won, even before the fight starts, because I have no power. However, if it is God you are fighting, then I pity you. This has always been my disposition, because God has assured me of rest and safety in Him. I know that in quietness and confidence shall my strength be. Like in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Like you see in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Ever since I made the decision to put all my trust in Him, He has never let me down, and He will never. Like we see in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Beloved, you are stronger when you are quiet and confident in the ability of the Lord to fight for you. People who confront you already think that they are stronger than you. Therefore, when you shout and try to fight for yourself, you will only make them feel stronger. However, when you are quiet but confident, they will know that the one who is greater than the greatest is behind you, and they will leave you alone. If they however choose to continue to challenge you, they will be destroyed by the Lord of hosts, whom you put your confidence in. Today's open everyone comes to the key point that says, put all your trust in God and He will fight for you. Put all your trust in God and He will fight for you. My own personal admonition to you this morning is, do you have those battles, both secret and open battles, that you are facing all by yourself? You don't have to face it alone, because there is a God who can stand and fight for you without you even having to raise a finger. The Lord is ready to stand with you because He is a man of war. He is a lion and a lamb, and He never jokes with His children. But the first thing you need to make sure of is that you are a child and you are one He will fight for, because He is ready to fight for His children. So if you are yet to give your life to Christ, this is one opportunity that I want to present to you this morning. I want you to just surrender your life to Christ. And how do you get to do that? I want you to bow your head and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to die for my sins. Father, have mercy on me. Forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Take me as your own. I present my heart before you, Lord. Make it your habitation. Give me the grace and the strength to run with you this race. Thank you for answering. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. This is just the first step you have taken. There are other things you need to do along the way just to strengthen your faith. And what you need to do now is to join a Bible believing church. So I want you to identify any Bible believing church around you today and join them. Be a member and partake of all the Bible discussions that will be going on there. If you need help locating one, you can reach out to us on our Instagram handle via our DM. Just send us a message on Praisefathers Radio underscore UK on Instagram, and we'll be happy to help you and direct you to any church that is close to you. If this message has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing and helping you share. You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above on the search engine. You can copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio stations. Still on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the play button on the home screen, or you can download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. Download to enjoy the Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. You should not go a day without listening to our show. Thanks for staying tuned. Thanks for staying with us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God to remain blessed. Bye-bye.